Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. Real quick, our next guest, Shane Stringer, coming right up. I'm going to get through these texts before we run out of time here. A name texter, barely doesn't matter whether we vote for Democrats or Republicans. Republicans submit to Democrats just like they did by defunding the U.S. Border Patrol. Very sad. I will never vote for anyone who played along with this travesty. Ben writes, so it's not gerrymandering when they let the lone Democrat pick their area up on the map. Well, you don't have to gerrymander to create a Democrat district in Alabama. You really don't, because the Black Belt and then that part of Tuscaloosa and then going up into Birmingham. I mean, like I said, it's geographically contiguous. So to me, like, it's just it's a natural thing. Now, that does that mean that the legislature has to do that? No, not at all. But that's my response to that. Be dark. The last Supreme Court ruling means you get more dead babies in your drinking water. Damn, I guess I got moved back to the text line. And then one more here. America's trying oh so slowly to correct 40 years of conservative silence. We must return to the pillars of debate, faith in free and fair same-day elections. When it's been done for so long, whether it's done right, it looks wrong to those who do not our foundations as a respect our foundations as a nation. Joining us now on the line, he's our Monday regular. Thank him for being flexible with his time. But State Representative Shane Stringer making time for us here on the program. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, thanks for hopping on. Well, let's start here. I guess you're en route back to Montgomery. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I'll be headed up in a few minutes, try to get up there and get situated. We go in at 4 this afternoon. So a lot of uncertainty. You know, we just, I guess we'll be kind of the minute-by-minute situation until we see how it all plays out.
So they really haven't given you any idea of exactly what your vote. You have the call, obviously, from the governor, but there's not really been anything else your way.
I have not seen it. You know, they did a conference call yesterday with the legislators, just kind of updating them on what to expect and what not to expect. So, you know, we'll be going in session this afternoon and then let the courts kind of take place and see what happens there. And then we'll move appropriately as needed.
How long do you think this takes? I mean, I know you could go up to 5 days, but it shouldn't take. It should just be a mere formality, it seems like, on what they're asking you to consider.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. It's going to I've never had to go through something this complicated before. So it's going to be very interesting to see how and when the court decision comes out and how everything else just falls into place from there.
Well, I'm going to expect Democrats are going to make the most of this opportunity, but and that may be one of the things that kind of keep you from wrapping this up in a hurry.
Yeah, that's possible, and kind of expected. You know, they're going to argue their side and their point, and I'm sure we are going to do the exact same, and we're going to fight with everything we have to stand up for the maps that we created in 23 and make sure that we have a fair fighting chance to get the fair districts that we have already stood for.
Well, how much were you hearing on the heels of the decision up until, I mean, special session, even now, I suppose, but how much were you hearing from your constituents about this?
As of right now, really nothing. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if that don't, you know, change and things start picking up as it gets more in the news cycle, probably starting today throughout the week. I'm sure I'll be getting contacted by a lot of constituents.
Yeah, I just, because I know the governor was just bombarded, and there seems to be, unlike a lot of things that pertain to the Alabama legislature, there's a lot of national buy-in, a lot of conservative influencers, talking heads, folks of that nature are weighing in on Alabama politics. And I think that's having an impact.
Yeah, and absolutely could. You know, like pretty much everything with life nowadays. I just know that Alabama, the Alabama legislature, the leadership, the governor, everybody is just fighting hard to give Alabama the best chance of getting the best maps and the most conservative maps that we can get.
Yeah, is that your preference? I mean, I don't know how much you could divulge, but how should they go about it? Is there merit? If it comes down to drawing new maps or how about this? Even if it means having sort of an overtime period if needed for congressional elections, for primaries, et cetera.
Really hard to say. I was not deeply involved in the workings of this in 23. And this is a very complicated issue that we're dealing with here. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people working on this. The bills, as they come out, they will be given to us. We will have time to digest them. We will have time to, get information from our legal people. And so there's a lot that's going to take place this week, and really a lot of uncertain times here.
Well, I assume it's your preference, Mobile, and you're in the Shamari, your district is, but the Shamari figures, newly drawn AL2, to go back to United Mobile and not have that, the oldest, congressional district, and always had, you had Baldwin County in a different district than Mobile County, but at least for, as far as Mobile goes, sort of one congressional district.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very disappointed when they changed that back in 23, and I did not like it then. I don't like it now, and I think that it needs to go back to the way it was. So hopefully that will be changed if we're able to get this through and everything goes well.
Well, and this is the long game, and this is what we're, keenly focused on. But I'm telling you, it's hard, and this is just me speaking, and I don't, how this pertains to you and your district, but people, it's hard to get them really hyper-engaged on state policy, on state politics, et cetera. On this one, though, especially with the outside media, the national conservative media, let's say, and really honing in on this, my listeners, at least, are, you could do all the things the legislature does every year for 3 months, but on this one, they're very in tune, very interested in how you go about it these next few days.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some extremely important decisions made this week, and we'll get the information out and get the members updated. And leadership's doing an awesome job pulling all this together, and gonna be a very interesting week, to say the least.
Are you prepared for? And I guess they've already started dismantling the old state house, and you guys are gonna have to go back in there and. Maybe you're on some card tables or something conducting these votes.
Yeah, it's going to be different, man. Pretty much everybody's either cleaned out or starting to clean out their offices. I know upstairs a lot of the desks have been dismantled and moving out, so it's going to be different. We really thought we had wrapped up our last session in the chamber at the end of the session, but it's not looking like that. So I guess you just never know what's going to come up or what's going to happen in politics.
The nightmare continues in that old state house, it's the one that won't die away, but have you moved out of your office?
I've got most of my stuff out and ready to go for the new house. And so hopefully, I'll grab my computer and grab the necessities to operate this week, and we'll get back up there and we'll make the best of what we have to finish up this special session.
Well, we're joined by State Representative Shane Stringer here on the program. Let's pivot here. It's elections, and you got one more show before you'll be on that Monday before people go to vote in Republican primary. There's a lot of interesting races. I think one in your neck of the woods we're all watching is the Jack Williams Senate seat, Rusty Glover and Doug Harwell. There's a Sheriff's race. I don't know, you know, your endorsements or where you are on those, but what would you say, you know, people going out to vote on the 19th, what do they need to be thinking about?
Yeah, I mean, it's really been a hard time to really for people to understand who is the better candidates and who these people are with all the false information that is put out from these out-of-state groups that keep, you know, sending information out. So, you know, and of course I'm supporting and endorsing Sheriff Paul Birch. I think he's done a great job. He's very knowledgeable in his career, and you know, he and I have worked together just about our whole career. So supporting him, you know, we'll see what happens on the Senate seat. I think that Rusty Glover has got a strong chance of getting back in. He did an awesome job when he was there before. He's a true conservative that has stood up for our values in Senate District 34, which is also my Senate seat. So, you know, I think the voters have a very important election coming before them.
You mentioned, man, this just bombardment. And I went out to the mailbox and, that, you know, three flyers, two of which were from this outside group, DraftKings Sports Betting. And you know that it's interesting to me that they want members who are friendly or at least it could be potentially swayed to their viewpoint, but they're not talking about that at all. It's just a Trump conservative, whatever. I mean, have you ever seen anything like this?
No, I've never seen anything like it. I was told, the last couple of days that they have spent over $2 million on these elections, and the fact that they're spending that kind of money trying to get a candidate elected is really concerning to me. Personally, I want candidates that are going to listen to their constituents and listen to our community, not be a yes person to any group or any establishment. So I think that that speaks volumes right there when you've got a group that is spending that kind of money on a candidate trying to get them elected. That is extremely concerning to me.
It's just kind of crazy, and I, you know, like you said, I wonder, you know, just you and I talking here, how much of an impact this stuff is really having? Because I, you know, here we see this all the time, Representative, and we see these consultants who aren't from Alabama, but they want to win, and they do things that just they seem to be out of our kind of political culture. That there's it's almost cookie cutter. And in some ways, just very, I find it sometimes to be insulting, but I don't know. I wonder what the real impact here is going to be.
Yeah, I guess we'll see Election Day. You know, I personally think that it backfires. I think it works in the opposite direction. I think that some of these groups putting out a lot of negative content about Rusty Glover and that kind of stuff, I think it's going to backfire on them. Everybody knows Rusty's a good guy and doing a good job. And I just think that there's a lot of those ads and a lot of those push cards and stuff. I think I've personally received 14, maybe 15 myself. I think that is really shown the people the desperation there and what these groups are pushing and wanting. And that's very concerning. I think the people of District 34 need to elect who they think is the best candidate for their to represent them in Montgomery, not letting these groups from Virginia or wherever else they're from pick who we have as our representative in Montgomery.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, I've just been inundated with these. And what's crazy is, you know, it takes a little work to figure out what the real agenda is here, and you have to, you know, go connect the dots, but none of that is showing up in this campaign material, which tells me that it's not for some of these people, it's probably not it's not as popular, but they're having just to kind of maneuver that way, and they're very careful. It's not like I'm going out to get a flyer for candidate XYZ, and it shows them standing next to a sports book or something.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and all of these consultants and these groups that are helping run these campaigns, they run polls. and they find out what is needed and wanted in our communities a lot of times. And a lot of times they will put that information out. Like most of the polls that we've ran since I've been there show that a large majority of the population want to want a lottery, but not full-blown gaming. And so in order to pass the full-blown gaming, you're probably just about going to have to attach it to a lottery bill or some sort and push it as such as a lottery bill. So, you know, I think they are probably looking at their numbers and their statistics and using those to determine what information to send out in certain communities.
Representative, safe travels up to Montgomery. Well, I'm sure we'll hear from you, but thanks for hopping on this morning.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
State Representative Shane Stringer there, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.